So I think I'll go ahead and get started, if that's okay. Can I interrupt the conversation? Whatever.
My name is Mike Kahn. I'm from Washington State University. And this is a session that's going to be devoted to NRSP 10. For those of you that don't know what national research support projects are, they're a very unusual sort of beast. And that's where the NRSP comes from. The fact that there are 10 of them, actually 9, I think, currently, says that this is something rare in the taxonomy of these things. They are funded as infrastructure support projects managed by NIFA, but actually the money comes from the U.S. Land Grant University's experiment stations. And in this case, the funding is to support a 5-year project running from 2014 to 2019 that are designed to support national database research.
Forgive me. Mayor, if you might know if I could add that at least the first line funding is 1% of the hash fund. And the reason that I'm grateful we can mention hash funds is because we need the world to know what wonderful things hash funds make possible so they won't be neglected and wither away.
So let me amplify that very briefly. We have 5 minutes before we give you a bunch of slides. But the way in which these are funded is relevant here because the intent is to go in with an application to renew this project in October. And the way that you renew this project is that there's essentially a public review of the proposal. You have to be a participant in the project to review it. It can get revised at that point. And then what happens is that the experiment station directors in each of the four regions have to vote 75% in each region in order for that funding to come. And the reason that that's difficult is because, as Andrew indicated, they're basically taking money out of their budget to put in this national infrastructure funding mechanism. And this is an unusual situation. Okay, but this money is essentially reserved for something where there's a broad consensus around the country that this is important infrastructure, and typically it does not have a significant regional component, because if it has a significant regional component, usually three other regions don't have that component, and they say, wait a minute, this is not national. So the fact that this is funded says that it has implications for all regions of the United States, and in fact, I would argue the world, because the idea here is that, and you'll be hearing presentations about this, is that the way in which databases have been set up for any organism can be improved by standardizing the package, both so that there is some experience with that package and so that the databases themselves can talk to each other much more easily than previous databases. This workshop is going to include a series of talks by some dynamite scientists who use and develop resources within this environment. They're going to be highlighting new functionalities primarily and showing you how data might be used within this. They're going to be presenting ideas about what might go in this proposal for the next 5-year plan, and one of the major objectives here is to try to get some feedback for things that you would like to see in your wish list for the next 5 years. I realize it's not a big group here, but the fact is that means that anybody who's not currently a participant may have a significant amount of impact. So, granted, we'll have an opportunity to say, this is something we'd like to see you guys work on, which is better than saying, we have to take money out of our budget to work on that. So, at least from that perspective. For those of you that are not familiar with this, one of the questions is, do you need help with setting up a project database using this development language? Or are there things you want to do with this? In the project, there is a help desk. There are resources devoted to outreach. And in fact, one of the points that's probably going to get made a number of times is that since the introduction of this language, there are now about 150 of these databases that have been created using Triple as a platform. And again, one of the advantages is that if you have resources that apply to one database, they can be converted fairly easily to resources that apply to all the databases. And so there's a synergy here that did not exist before when people were creating databases by themselves. Specifically, if there's functionality you need in databases that currently don't exist, we'd like to know about it, particularly if you can say, well, you know, at NIH I could do this for the human genome. Is there something that you would like to see borrowed, stolen, whatever, incorporated?
Yeah, that's a good incorporated.
That's the word we want to use. Incorporated into this general environment so that you can do things that you think would be useful. And there will be a couple of presentations that deal specifically with a fieldbook application that you can take out into the field, collect data, upload it in proper format to the cloud, and have available. So these are things that you want to think about in terms of setting up a pipeline from your data collection through to the data analysis, including analysis that says we have an objective of putting together these constellation of characters in a single plant. How do we most efficiently use the parental material that we have to breed such a thing? And Cameron's going to be talking about that. Do you like the functionality of the breeding information management system? This is a breeder tool. What could be done to improve that? There are programs that are being developed that have to do with starting with genotypes. How do you predict what the phenotype is going to be? And particularly if you're trying to develop a new architecture or disease resistance or something like that, you get higher productivity. And ultimately, do the planned activities for the next 5 years look appropriate? And Dory Main is going to talk about that and have to solicit input from there. And this is for those of you that are not in the in group, this is, I repeat, a chance for you to have significant impact on what happens in the proposal and ideally over the next 5 years of funding. So with that,
the first speaker is going to be Meg Staton from the University of Tennessee. And we were talking about a paper that is currently online and about to be accepted, she thinks, about to be resubmitted. Things look good. That's got a real nice history of the development of this language, and it's now 3.3, so it's gone through some iterations. I found it very valuable, and I don't read this stuff most of my career, but it's a really nice paper. So anyway, you might look for it.
Yeah.